Davin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody.
The weird noises?
What?
I'm sorry. Joe's girl says weird noises, though.
Well, does anybody else hear weird noises? Now I got to start again.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you were here, you fucking would.
Well, not.
Does anybody else hear weird noises?
Joe's girl says sounds okay now.
Great.
All right.
Try this again.
Back to the old drawing board.
What a shit show this is.
Oh, yeah.
This is like the old days. All right, here we go. One more time.
Davin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being depicted as a monkey in a cartoon. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry in studio. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
And Pip Helix is live on location at the Horde. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Got a big show tonight. We're going to be discussing the Washington Post depiction of Ted Cruz's children as a monkey in a cartoon. We're going to look at some things no longer in schools that we grew up with. And we got an answer, a cyber email question about what to do about your children's toys being hacked and what parents can do to make sure their children are safe. We'll get to that and more right around the New Year's holiday. I don't really make resolutions. Does anybody have any resolutions?
I'll try to make some resolutions, usually to lose weight, to get down to certain pounds and maybe hit the gym more. It's the same resolutions, pretty much everybody
makes. If you're making it every year, isn't it just kind of pointless?
You know what? But the whole thing about it is every year you start anew. So even if you didn't do it the last year, you still have another crack at it.
Well, doesn't it just remind you that you failed yet again?
But that might be the year that you don't fail. It's always going to be the year that you won't fail.
Oh, that is eternal optimism.
Absolutely.
I know you. You're not that guy.
Well,
why are you doing that with...
You always try to be that guy. Even if you can't be that guy, if the simple matter is that you are trying to be that guy, that's all you can ask.
So basically every year has been a failure for you.
No, 2 years ago I lost 20 pounds. Maybe I'll lose another 10 to 15 this year.
Fat horse challenge?
Yes, it was because of that, but
well,
there shan't be another one.
Well, if you don't want to be a failure in 2016, I think we need to do Fat Horse Challenge.
I shan't be a failure in 2016, and we will not be doing the Fat Horse Challenge.
You really don't want to lose weight. You're weak. You're weak. You don't mean it. Your resolution means nothing.
Drag me through the mud again.
No, he just doesn't want to have to eat a giant onion on a timer. That's what he doesn't want.
Shut up, you. You're not helping.
Yes, she is. She gave the answer.
Yes, but she's not helping convince you.
That's not really convincing, yes.
But now we're syndicated on terrestrial radio. These people missed out on the gold that is you choking down horrible food.
There's replays.
Well, that's true.
It's all on replays.
They can go to davinsden.com and listen to the old shows.
Absolutely. I'm not reliving that live again.
And there are pictures and some video on davinsden.com. But still, I feel it'd be more authentic if we had new foods and new punishments.
Okay. Authentic, and it will not happen.
I'm just thinking of the fans, Joe. Don't be selfish. you know, 2006.
For the show.
What? Yes.
I understand. I love the fans.
If you love the fans, you would eat horrible things.
I thank them for listening, but no.
How did you lose weight? With the fans' love. And now you turn your back on them.
No, what I lost weight was with the anxiety of having to eat either cat food, wasabi, an onion.
By the fans.
I understand.
It was their love. They're caring for you. They willed you to lose that weight.
I understand. Well, they can all get together and make a cookbook because I'm not doing this again.
Don't
forget the escargot.
The escargot was good.
I just feel it's selfish of you, and I don't feel you're committed, and I think you're setting yourself up for a disappointing 2016. I think you deserve better, Joe.
I do deserve better, and it's not going to be through awful food.
Yeah, well, we can think of something else.
I'm sure you will.
What about you, Pip? Are you a resolution type of gal?
You know, not really, because I know that whatever I say, I'm just setting myself up for failure about a week in. So I don't actually do resolutions on January 1st.
That a girl.
I'm here.
You know that you stink for 51 weeks out of the year.
Right, yeah.
So why even try?
Absolutely. I know that I'm not going to follow through with something that it probably is born out of a hangover, not going to do it.
Well, no, I mean, you could plan ahead of time. Like, is there something that you feel needs to be corrected in your life?
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Did you just say the words plan ahead of time? Do you not know me?
I'm aware.
Miss old spur of the moment.
Her spontaneity is a thrill a minute, isn't it, Joe? No, but I mean, are there things that you want to change?
Oh yeah, there's plenty of things I want to change. I mean, I'm like Joe. I also would like to lose some weight.
We could do Fat Horse Challenge with you.
There's an idea.
How about Fat Horse Challenge with you?
Yeah, there's an idea.
No, you know what? I just had your back, dude, and now you're trying to throw me under the Fat Horse Challenge?
No. Joe has your back, and he doesn't want there to be rolls on it.
No, that's what spanks are for, not doing it.
You're asking an awful lot.
Seriously, for his mistake.
You know what? Joe raises a good point. It's time you put something into the show. If this is something you want to do, let the fans help you. They love you.
Speaking about eating, you just shoved words in my mouth.
You seem to choke him down. Shut up, stupid.
It
enjoy.
When he tried to shove the onion in.
What?
It was worse than when he tried to shove the onion in.
Well, I mean, if weight is a concern, we have a history of making that work
yes,
for you.
Yes, onions are very, you know, it's a good food, the tasty on things, except when you have to eat two of them in within 2 minutes, then it kind of... The thrill is gone. In a very big way.
Disappointed to hear this, Joe.
Sorry.
I really am.
Sorry.
I don't make resolutions. I don't think I've ever made a resolution.
Do you make a plan for, like, the year? Do you plan to be... At December 31st... Like, I'll give you an example. December 31st, 2016, where do you have a plan of where you want to be?
Wait, when?
December 31st of 2016. Do you have an idea where you want to be then? Do you figure that out?
Where I want to be on that particular night, or how I want my year?
How you want everything to turn out as a plan, like what goals that you would have set so you were at a certain point in your life, December 31st, 2016.
Let's see. Personally, for personally, no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's always, hey, I'd like to be a little thinner, but I'm not going to eat nasty food. That doesn't work for the show. Nobody'd want to hear that. So
you're doing great, and we all love you and we're supporting you. Yeah, that's not ratings.
That's
not ratings.
No.
Yeah, if you guys would support me in that way, maybe I'd try a little harder. But nobody wants to hear me eat terrible things. Personally, no. I mean,
Speak
I'm sure
for yourself. There are people that would like to hear you eat terrible things. Yes, there are.
No, I don't believe that's true at all.
I do.
No. I think you're both wrong.
You and I would love that for the show.
I feel very strongly you're both wrong.
Okay, it's fun to pretend.
Sure. Personally, no. I mean, I'm sure the wife has personal things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, career-wise, I always have goals.
Right. You want to be a certain point or want to do certain gigs. Or
yeah, I mean, you know, it's been focused on the radio. I mean, this year, every year, we've accomplished, since we've started this, we've accomplished things on the radio. And
yes.
Now we're syndicated, filling yes. in for Coffee Talk.
Right.
Doing that. I mean, that was what I said I wanted.
Right.
I mean, I didn't know we would be filling in for Coffee Talk, but, you know, I said I wanted us to be syndicated, and we are.
Yes.
And I'm expecting bigger and better and more. For 2016 of this show.
Right.
You know, I did more television in regards to this show this year. So, I mean, career-wise, it's always... I've kind of given up on the old comedy career. I'd like to... I mean, I still perform.
Yeah.
But I don't have the goals.
There's certain places I want to work, like the Borgata. I would love to work the Borgata in 2016. And I got a couple of feelers out, so hopefully maybe...
Well, you know a guy who knows a guy.
Right. So hopefully that, you know... And also the play, where we're trying to sell it as a movie. And it looks promising. I don't, you know, who knows? But, you know, it's that thought of, you know, your dreams coming true that it might happen that, you know, that keep you going. So we'll see what happens. You know, most of the times, especially with the bands, you know, I mean, we signed a record deal once and I thought that was it. We're going on the road and that felt like a house of cards. So, you know.
You know, for me, it's for my personal stuff. It's like I don't want anybody to die. I don't want anybody to be really sick.
Yeah.
That's as far as they get for me. And this year was a hard year. For my wife, because
mm-hmm.
she lost
yes.
lost people.
Yeah.
So, you know, that, you know, if it wasn't for that,
yeah,
if it wasn't for those terrible occurrences, 2015 would have been fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that's my goal every year. Hey, let's not lose anybody.
Right, right.
But that's not something I can really control.
Right. I know. And, you know, like I said, it was with my family. Like I said, my brother and my sister-in-law, they're up, you know, they're up there. They're in their 80s. So, like I said, you spend time with them and then you say goodbye to them. And hopefully they'll be there the next time. I mean, they're both in good health. I mean, decent health. But,
just never know.
You never know. So you just, you know, you give them a hug and hope that they're going to be there when you get back.
Yes. Don't go anywhere, folks, because we're going to be here when you come back and we come back. Because we're going to be talking about Ted Cruz's little escapade in the cartoons, the Looney Tunes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. So, good old Ted Cruz was in the news. Hey, I made a rhyme, Joe.
Yes, Cruz in the news.
Cruz is in the news. Well, he put out an ad during the Democratic debate, the night of the last Democratic debate, and he ran it during Saturday Night Live, and it was a spoof on reading Christmas stories. So let me get the old comics and the news music first, and then we'll listen to the commercial he came up with, and then we'll discuss what went tragically wrong as far as Ted Cruz is concerned, or maybe he's not concerned.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
Imagine the greatest Christmas stories told by the senator who once read Green Eggs and Ham from the Senate floor.
'Twas the night before the shutdown, and all through the House, not a bill was stirring. Not even to fund a mouse.
A Proven Record presents a collection of timeless Christmas classics, read by the trusted conservative leader, Ted Cruz. Favorites such as How Obamacare Stole Christmas and Rudolph the Underemployed Reindeer.
All of the other reindeer couldn't afford to hire Rudolph.
Act now and you'll get a leader who does exactly what he says he's going to do. In this case, read festive stories like Frosty, the Speaker of the House.
Look, the Speaker is melting before Congress.
And the Lois Lerner masterpiece, Auditing Saint Nick.
I will audit him here or there. I will audit him anywhere.
The whole family will enjoy reading stories like The Grinch, Who Lost Her Emails.
I know just what I'll do, she said with a snicker. I'll use my own server and no one will be the wiser.
And if you act now, we'll throw in the inspiring new Christmas story soon to be an instant classic.
Please read this one, Daddy.
Okay.
The Senator Who Saved Christmas.
Oh, this is a good one.
If you are not completely satisfied with this collection of Cruz Christmas classics, you probably hate Christmas and America.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve.
So that was Ted Cruz's ad that he ran during Saturday Night Live, and that was the audio of it. The visual is Ted Cruz is sitting there with his wife, his two young children, two young daughters, 5 and 7 years old, and he's reading them these Christmas stories that are clearly making fun of the Democrats, and you could hear he had his little girls have little speaking parts in the commercial. It's a fun. Listen, if you think the way Ted Cruz does, if you are that political persuasion, it's a pretty good piece.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I thought it was pretty cute. You know,
yeah,
it was pretty cute.
It was cute.
It was cute.
It was adorable.
Yes.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So,
but in
that vein, it's a good ad.
And that's the important point. In the context of farce.
Yeah, it's a good ad.
It's a good ad. And it was also played during Saturday Night Live, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
the night of the Democratic debate. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
It was good. Can't complain. It was actually better than some of the Saturday Night Live scripts.
Now, was this part of Saturday Night Live?
No.
Aired, then this is key. It was a commercial aired during Saturday Night Live, not part of the show. A commercial.
No, this is a Ted Cruz campaign commercial.
Okay, that was during Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
it was okay.
And you know, it's been on YouTube.
Okay.
It's got over a million hits.
It's important in my view.
Yeah, yeah. So, he had his little kids in it. So the Washington Post comes out with a commercial, a cartoon, and I posted the link to the story, I believe, on Davin's Den Facebook page, and we got some people feeding back on that. And it shows Ted Cruz dressed as Santa Claus, holding a leash of two children, looking like monkeys. Mm. Clearly, the implication is that you know, Ted Cruz is making his children act like quote unquote trained monkeys. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, a lot of all the Republican candidates came out against the Washington Post, saying this is terrible. It's not in good taste. This, that, the other. Ted Cruz, of course, you know, lampooned it. And, you know, said this was terrible and don't make fun of his kids. And then, you know, Ted Cruz, you know, being completely concerned about his kids, immediately sent out emails trying to raise an emergency $1 million in fundraising off of this. Listen, little girls, I understand that we're concerned about you, but we can get an extra mill over here. Mm-hmm. So that's basically the story.
Right.
I always feel politicians' kids should be left out of it, especially when they're minors. That's my usual contention. However, he put them in there. I mean, he put them in the commercial, gave them speaking parts. He made them part of the campaign, in my opinion. So I kind of think it's fair game. And a lot of people said on Facebook, well, it's, you know, satire. You know, everybody's fair game, which I don't always agree with, but a lot of people said everybody's fair game. Some people said, no, the kids should be left out. But I kind of feel Ted Cruz brought this upon himself. What do you guys think?
I think you're absolutely right. I asked you before if this was a part of a skit that happened to be on Saturday Night Live or if this was a commercial. And the difference is this. If this was a skit that was on Saturday Night Live, was a bit, I would say leave the kids out of it because it went on as a bit. You know, and it was farcical, and leave the
no, this was paid for by the Ted Cruz campaign.
Okay, that changes the whole thing. Fair game. And you Cruz did bring this on himself. You decide to make something like this, reading a thing against Democrats the night before Christmas, and you have your children on there, not actors, your children. You open yourself to have that kind of, you know, ridicule. And I'm sorry they are children, but if it was something that they called their kids out and they had nothing to do with this, that's wrong.
I agree, that's
and
wrong.
It's out. But you put them in there.
He put them in the theater.
Put them in there on a primetime show, a commercial on a primetime show. You have to expect they're going to get ridiculed. He brought this on himself.
Pip?
No, I absolutely think that in no circumstance should the kids be brought up and be part of the political conversation or be made fun of in the newspaper like that. They can't help that their parents have the poor judgment to put them in an ad like that.
Well, the kids aren't going to read the newspaper.
How do you know?
No, the kids aren't going to read the newspaper.
So, oh, yeah, they're going to read the newspaper. They have to bring current events into school.
They're 5 and 7. Trust me. They're unless it's show and tell. Go look. I'm a little monkey. They're not bringing. Yeah. So you think a politician should be able to bring his children anywhere and expect them to not be incorporated into satire?
Yeah, I think that the kids should be completely off limits. Absolutely no excuse.
Even though the father purposely put them in there to show farce against the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I think that's the father's bad choice, but that doesn't mean that the country gets to pile on. These are innocent young children, and their father is an asshole, but that doesn't mean...
Thank you, Pip! Pip, don't say that again.
Oh, sorry. But that doesn't mean that the kid is open season on the children.
Right, but...
Mm.
it's a point on that where the children... He purposely put them in there. And I understand. So, you know, it just seems that if the children were in a situation not even close to the situation, that would be wrong. But it just seems that he put them in there, and you know, I feel that he should, you know, accept ridicule on the backs of his children.
Now, this is not the first time he's used his family. The Daily Show did a big thing on this. Cruz, if you go on YouTube, has a whole bunch of videos on YouTube of his family, his wife, and his kids, and then, like, coaching the kids on how to, you know, look at daddy lovingly and adoringly, like trying to create this whole family thing. And I guess there's some type of rules that they can't edit these things for whatever the reason. I don't know the details about it.
Right.
So, I mean, Cruz is trying to put himself out there as a family guy. I wouldn't even have a problem if Cruz, you know, brought his kids to campaign events and the kids are waving. Even then, I would say, you know what, the kids are waving. Don't make fun of the kids.
Exactly. They're waving. They're with the parents. You know, they're up on a podium or something like that. They're just to be there with their parents, but they purposely put them in there.
Yeah.
And it just it seems that it's up to ridicule.
You know, you would hope Ted Cruz would learn something from this. And you brought it up. You know, why not bring actors in? Why not have actors?
Yeah.
You know, and then everybody can know they're actors. Why have to have your whole real family?
I had a next door neighbor who was a federal case, and his dog would bark this. So every time he would come over to discuss a situation, he would come over holding one of his kids to try to diffuse the situation.
Sure.
And it's like, you know, and I was, you know, it was. Not many unpleasant, you know, it wasn't a bad story, but, you know, it just seems that he was purposely using children to diffuse the situation or to get license to put forth his thoughts and beliefs.
Hey, listen,
I think you're up to ridicule.
If you're going to use your kids as a human shield, they're going to take on some fire.
And that's exactly what Cruz is doing.
Yeah. And then
that doesn't make it right. That, I mean, he's making that mistake because he's foolish, but that doesn't make it right for other grown adults to jump on there. Just because you see him using his children as a human shield doesn't mean it's okay to shoot at them.
Well, you know,
if you want to make fun of him for putting them in harm's way, have at it. But don't make fun of the kids.
Well, I mean, really, it's just like two little monkeys on a string. It's not really an in-depth article about how the kids stink or anything.
We went behind the scenes.
Yeah, really. It wasn't an expose. It was a cartoon. I mean, really, this isn't TMZ worthy, and little Catherine was picking her nose. I mean, it's nothing like that.
No, but you know what? They are part of the world, and, you know, other kids, their parents are going to be reading the newspaper and chuckling over it, and the kids are going to be, hey, what's so funny? And they're going to see it. The kids are going to get tormented in school about this. That's not right.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, things that you can no longer do in school. I guess drawing other kids and making them monkeys. I don't know. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Well, that was a spirited debate.
Yes.
I think Joe and I can agree that Pip is absolutely wrong. But maybe we'll...
No, she had very valid points. Stop
but
it.
She's wrong. No. But we'll move on. Hopefully she'll be right about other things. So we're going to do... we did this before. Some things that we used to have in school that are no longer in school. This was a fun little topic before. Teenagers driving school buses.
That's just so wrong on so many levels.
Like, up until, like, 1988, so it's not that long ago, yeah. 16- and 17-year-old kids were allowed to be hired as school bus drivers in North and South Carolina. They finally changed it after a 17-year-old ran over and killed a 4-year-old with a school bus.
Can't be running over them youngins, gonna have to change the law.
What does that tell you about North and South Carolina?
They have confidence in their youth.
You sure put a positive spin on that one, Joe.
Yeah, it was kind of misplaced confidence.
A little bit, yes.
It's all fun and games till you lose a 4-year-old.
Oh, my God,
really?
Yeah.
As my wife would say, a biological speed bump. That's a lot of responsibility.
It absolutely is. I mean, especially to be a school bus driver, you have to have a you get tested twice as a background check. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Well, as a 16 or 17-year-old, the chances are reduced that you've really done something terrible.
Probably might have been some of the logic used in that decision, yes.
They just got their license. I'm sure their record's clean.
They haven't done anything yet. So... They'll get along with kids because they're one of them.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I like it, though, that it only took one child. I mean, this was a policy that North and South Carolina thought it was going to be a really good idea, but they lose one kid and like, all right, I guess we can't do this anymore.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
It's almost like they really didn't believe they were doing it. Are we doing this? Yeah, we're doing it. What's going to happen? And then a kid dies. You go, oh, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. What could happen? Oh, guess that could happen. Okay.
I'm kind of glad that the... that did not happen here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Bring cupcakes for birthdays. Of course, now because food allergies and childhood obesity rates, baking birthday cakes for your kid to bring to school isn't a given anymore. Schools have banned the practice entirely, while others only allow certain non-allergenic and or healthy treats. Now, when we were growing up, you could pretty much bring in anything.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what better way to celebrate your birthday now but with celery? You know, just not doesn't it's not the same thing.
Well, I mean, it's green. It's yeah. It's filled with water.
Here,
it's,
kids. Here, kids. After we open presents, we're having cauliflower. I just you know, it,
yeah. Vegetables are delicious.
I guess when there's dip to put them in.
In the third grade, I had a health nut teacher who did not like junk food. Her name was Mrs. Fox. Mm. So she really frowned upon bringing sweets and treats in.
Right.
So we, but my birthday's in November, so we always have the birthday in school that you do when you're in the third grade.
Right.
So my mom brought everybody, like, I think Yankee Doodle cupcakes and goodie bags, whatnot. And she gave Mrs. Fox an apple. And Mrs. Fox was very pleased with her apple.
Yeah. She got so the kids, whatever.
Yeah, but no, it's there. As my daughter's going up, depending on the teacher, she's not always allowed to bring in treats.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always kind of been like, well, screw that noise. We're bringing in treats. That's always been my response.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell me what to do. Now, you do have to be.
Yeah, they are. They're going to call you up to the school. You have to sit there like you were 11 again.
So what? I'm not going to write on the chalkboard.
They don't have them anymore. That's why.
But you do have to be sensitive to the allergies.
Yeah, and the funny thing is,
yeah.
I always wonder, especially with peanuts and stuff like that, I always wonder.
You said peanuts.
I'm sorry? Yes,
I'm letting the audience know you said peanuts.
Yes, with peanuts and stuff like that, you're saying, oh, well, I don't understand. When I was a kid, there was never a problem. Somebody straightened me out on that. There are so many preservatives now and so many more ingredients, chemical ingredients that go into food now that it is a concern now because the chemistry of the food is changing.
I'll tell you what, Joe. The information and your health are really changing one of the big chunks of your act.
You have a very good point. You have a very my act has been more nutrition based lately.
For those who haven't had the pleasure of seeing Joe live, what a big chunk is how Joe rails against people telling us what to eat and everything, and he says, "How dare they?" But because of Joe's health, he has to watch what he eats now. Yeah. Am I wrong?
Pay no attention to that man behind the microphone.
Look at you, every man, until you explode. No. Or your heart does. See?
But those are choices that I make.
I know what you're talking about, though, because I always used to think that people who seem to always be allergic to this and that and the other thing was always that geeky kid with the tape on his glasses, you know, and like had some overprotective parent. But now I'm like, I live in, you know, the glass bubble myself. I'm allergic to all kinds of things all of a sudden. And now I'm like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. No, you have to be careful. It's very serious. But that's the one thing. But other than that, being sensitive to the other kids' allergies, other than that, I'm like, you know, darn it to heck, we are bringing in the cupcakes. I don't care. But we'll come back. We'll do a little bit more of this. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Davin's Den filling in for Coffee Talk. We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. We're going to do a little bit more of these things that we used to be able to have or partake in school that today's kids just can't. Buy soda from a cafeteria vending machine. 2014, the U.S. Department of Agriculture banned soda and other junk foods from school vending machines. I don't remember there being soda. I remember them having the sports drinks in school. Do you remember soda?
I don't. Not really.
I kind of like that they don't have soda in school. You don't need these kids hopped up on soda and sugar, and it leads to obesity.
You should have nutritional drinks. They should have more nutritional drinks. Soda's not a nutritional.
Well, I mean, even the juices are filled with so much sugar. I kind of like water. Water in school for the kids. Bottles of water.
I don't know if you can have water all the time. You need to, you know, mix it up a little
bit. I don't know. Humanity kind of did that until we started making soda.
I understand that. But basically, you have water. There are plenty of fruit drinks that are like Smart Water, I think it's called.
But it still's got water in it.
But it's still water, but it's like, you know, it's flavored. It's flavored, and it's zero calories, and it's, you know, more nutritious than soda.
Yeah, I kind of like
chemicals in soda.
I kind of like the fact that there's no more crepe in school. What do you think, Pip?
I don't remember there ever being soda allowed in my school. I just remember being able to get, you know, I mean, water. Back in my day, we didn't buy water. Water was out of the water fountain, and the only thing you could buy was milk.
Back in Pip's day, she used a divining rod.
But it was true. Yeah. It was actually either water or milk.
Yeah,
they
came with the milk or the chocolate milk.
Now, my school is chocolate milk now.
No chocolate milk?
No chocolate milk now.
That's not American. I think it was like skim chocolate milk. I like the good skim chocolate milk. I have a little carton. You don't get that. You don't get mini cartons anymore. And when you become an adult, you don't get
many. That was what I used to have every day. It was either skim milk or, you know, ooh, I'd live it up. I'd have chocolate milk occasionally, but that was all.
Well, you dare to dream, girl. Yeah. Dare to dream. Wearing Indian costumes. So you can't dress up like pilgrims and Indians or Indians for Thanksgiving plays. Construction paper headdresses are largely a thing of the past, as the tradition now is considered offensive. Also, they don't sit Indian style anymore. They sit crisscross applesauce.
Yeah.
You knew this.
Yes.
I don't like that.
Crisscross applesauce?
I don't like that.
No?
And that's just me being an old fogey. I mean, really, there's no reason not to sit crisscross applesauce. It sounds very cute.
I guess they're just worried about hurting everybody's feelings, but didn't Indians sit like that?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
You know, usually when you saw a Western, they would sit down for a powwow.
Yeah, but the Westerns were made by white men.
Yeah, well.
By paleface.
Yeah, but here's the thing. On the thing with pilgrims and Indians, aren't you showing history?
Yeah, I think you should be able to dress up as Native Americans. It's a little ridiculous doing a Thanksgiving play.
Yes, I mean, right, exactly. So if you're going to be politically correct, you know, you got to draw the line at this. You're showing history.
Yeah,
and if you want to show it, you know, and you want to show the history, as long as you're teaching correct history, then you should show it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Stupid schools. Bringing peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You know, this is because schools are banning peanut products in classrooms and cafeteria. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are no longer the lunchbox staple they once were. What they do in my kids' school is, like, they'll, like, I think they'll, like, cordon off the peanut allergy kids.
They cordon off?
Yeah.
Unclean!
Yeah. You know, when everybody gives them the stink eye.
Yeah. You'll never have fluff and utter on your sandwich, sir.
No, but I mean, you can't bring it in if somebody's highly allergic. And they're, like, some people are allergic to peanuts, the fact where it's airborne.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, you can still bring in peanut butter. You should be able to bring in peanut butter. It's a cheap meal.
I understand. But if you know, this day and age where kids are really susceptible to these allergies, and if it can affect a kid where he might start choking or cut off his air supply or something like that.
Well, listen, I don't really think too many of today's kids are listening to air supply.
Oh, God.
I'm all out of love and breath.
Haunting, beautiful song.
Yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying. If there's a kid who's highly allergic.
Right.
Highly allergic. Obviously, you can't bring
it. And like I said, basically, the way chemicals are treating the food now, kids are susceptible to having allergies to it. So you have to go. And with kids don't know what they're doing. So you on the chance that a kid might give another kid a peanut butter sandwich and cut off his airway, you know, or his air supply. But yeah.
Oh, I don't know what that was.
I'm laughing at the stupid air supply joke you made. You ruined. I'm not laughing at a kid choking to death.
Like 2 minutes ago, I made the joke, and now Joe caught on.
No, I caught on then. I just it set in my mind when I delivered the joke. Now
it was a boomerang joke.
Yes.
No. Okay. Very quickly, sniffing glue and markers. I never did that.
I did because it just smelled so lovely.
Did you? You were Pip. Were you a glue sniffer?
Absolutely, but mostly markers.
Well, you can't do that anymore, girl. It's going to affect you. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Davin's Den filling in for Coffee Talk. We'll be back with our final segment. We are back. You're listening to Davin's Den filling in for Coffee Talk. Last segment of the day. We got a cyber question. Got an email. Actually, this kind of made the headlines a couple of weeks ago, so we got a question, so I'm glad we could discuss this. Pip, what's the question?
Well, Christine from Ohio wrote in to us and said, we got a computer toy for my 6-year-old son this Christmas, and it asks for his name, age, and gender, as well as a photo for the chat feature with other players. is it safe to give out this kind of information? We know we are always taking a calculated risk when we're giving out our information for purchases, but it's a little worrisome to give out our child's. Are we being paranoid?
Well,
so it is timely that she's asking that because of that article that we were reading about VTech.
Well, yeah, VTech got hacked. VTech makes a lot of children's toys. And also a lot of people just gave their kids for the holidays new toys. So there's a lot of new toys parents probably don't know what to do with it. They put the batteries in. They don't know what to do. First of all, what you want to do is you want to put your kids on display everywhere and hope that the Washington Post will draw a cartoon of them. Oh, we're not doing that story now again? No, different story. Okay, I get confused. Now, basically, you don't want to – you got to protect your kids. And they're not – you know, these companies like VTech that make these children's toys, they don't really need to know who your kid is. You could put in a fake email, put in a fake picture, and protect your child. You don't have to give them the real stuff.
Yeah, both twofold thing, fake name, fake email address.
Yeah. Actually, I like to do is I like to put a picture of an 85-year-old man. That's what I like to make the picture of for my child.
Have a little fun.
Sure. I like I like to send as much information as possible. I like to say that that this 85-year-old owns a multi-million dollar ranch and needs dentures. So I like to see the type of emails that we get based off that information.
Yeah.
That's what we do with my daughter.
Yeah, from Polydent.
Yes. That's what we do. Yeah, because really not a human being's not watching. It's all going into a computer. Yeah, you got to protect your kids. They don't really need to know that information. What a lot of times what my wife will do is, because they do want an email address, you could go a couple different ways with this. You can make up an email address. You know, you could do that with Yahoo or AOL. Do people use AOL? I have AOL.
I have AOL.
Yeah, or Gmail. Well, that's one way. You make a completely fake email address. Another thing that my wife does is with Gmail, and I'm probably some of the other free service providers, you can do this as well. She'll give my daughter an email address, but it's hooked up to my wife's email address.
So she can monitor it.
So she can monitor it.
It's a very good idea.
Yeah, well, my wife's much smarter than I am.
I would say that would be actually be the best way to go for that situation.
Well, I mean, you know, you could create a fake email address too. But I mean, my daughter, but kids want to have email addresses now.
Well, let them have the email address, but it's a certain age. It would be something that as a parent, you would want to. I would sure want to monitor it. You know.
Yeah, there's been stories of even like these like some of these toys, they speak to the kids now, and people have been able to like latch on to that signal and like talk to the children.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like creeps. Like, you know, like.
So if there's a doll or a toy that talks.
It's one of these smarter ones that talks.
Smarter one talks. You can actually hack into the toy and talk to the children?
Yeah, there was like a story of not too long ago where it was like a little girl sleeping and like somebody hacked into it. It's like a baby. It's like, wake up, baby! Wake up, baby! Like some guy's just yelling into the doll because they can hear. That's like my daughter used to have. The walkie-talkies.
Right.
And like when you, like the kid walkie-talkies, but other people can hear you.
Let me tell you something. Christmas morning at my house, open up your little toys trigger. Oh, thank you, Daddy. It's a wood block. That's right.
Well,
it's an inanimate wooden block.
That was for a blockhead.
And that's what you're playing with so nobody can mess with you, talk to you, or anything like that.
Well, but technology's advanced. I mean, you know.
Obviously, yes.
I mean, you know, when I grew up, we got the robot Alfie. I don't know if that guy might be after your time.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, okay. It was like a little blue robot that you put in these various cards. You could do the alphabet and colors.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
That was our big high-tech, you know, thing. Now right. These, you know, my kid is on what do they call it, an iPod. What do these kids call it? Yeah. She's got her own little iPad.
Oh, yeah.
iPod. She's got her own little iPod.
Oh, everything. Yeah. It was over, like I said, over the holidays. My grandnieces, they were just too. I didn't know whether they were there. For an hour, they were in one of the rooms, and they're just sitting on. Never even looked at.
No, kids today don't even look at
you. And it's funny because one of my nieces goes in and looks at them and goes, told them how happy they were there. She was almost in tears. Was telling them how great it is that they're here with them. And I go, boy, oh boy, I go, they really are incredible. They lifted their head up once. And for like a 12 and a 13-year-old girl, that's a big thing, that they actually looked away for a second at you, you know? So
my kid's 9 and she does that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, she wanted to, my daughter wanted to FaceTime And my wife won't.
No, no.
My wife, unless she knows who exactly who it is.
Family member, other kid, supervised. That's it.
You really got to protect your kids. I mean, we're used to the good old-fashioned predator sitting by a van, just hoping to snatch your child away with candy and puppies. But predators, you know, the good old days.
I'd have to go to PetSmart and the candy store.
Sure. You know what? You really had to earn stealing a six-year-old.
Yeah, got to wash the van, too. You know? But still.
What they could do is they can steal your kid's ID now.
Right.
And you don't know because kids aren't running credit reports.
No. I'm going to do a TRW. I got to buy Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
But listen. On our show, we've seen people steal identities and soldiers and so on and so forth. They could steal the identity of a child and use that to use their credit. You know,
because if they have your birth, once they get your birthday, it's fairly. If you know what you're doing, you can almost figure out a social security number. You figure out the birthday, where the kid was born.
Would that be tricky though? If they don't have their social yet, that they could do something. You know,
well, I mean, if they don't have their social. When you're born, you get a social security number.
I don't think you.
My daughter, when she was born, she got
maybe they changed the law. I don't think you got one until you were like of legal. And I'm not. Maybe they changed it. I'm. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to be 18 to get a social security number.
Okay.
Yeah. You get
can have a social security number as a child.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've always had one.
All right.
And I'm keeping it. And I'm not going to
until they slam the lid down. Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, really.
The thing is that people have used the social security numbers and names of dead people to use their credit.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, I mean, you really got to protect your child. And you're not, like, if you're smart, you check your own credit once a year, you know, for yourself.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that with a child because it doesn't even enter your mind. But somebody else could be using it. And by the time the kid wants to take out a loan or buy a car or something, their credit's shot to hell.
Yeah, yeah, so. Absolutely. So, and that's a shame. By then, you know, you're trying to get your credit established and now it's destroyed.
Yeah. So you want to give fake information or no information at all. Protect your child. Nobody needs to know that. Joe, where are you going to be this week?
I'm
going to
be at Governor's Comedy Club, 7:30 show. Go to govs.com for information.
What's your Twitter handle?
That would be PLKFT at Twitter. Or Plankfoot at Twitter. Plankfoot at Twitter. Sorry. Thinking of my other.
Pip, what's your Twitter handle?
Pip Helix at Twitter.
There you go. You guys can follow me at Davin Comedy and also at Davin's Den. You can follow the show. You as always, go to the davinsden.com website so you guys can hear the whole unedited, uncensored, full show that we do, old shows, pictures, videos, and always check out what's going on the Davin's Den Facebook page. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. We'll catch you next time.